Good morning. A trough of low pressure over the southern Appalachian Mountains will pivot into and through our region today. The flow around this trough continues to pump in deep tropical moisture, which, when acted upon by the trough, will be wrung out in the form of showers, heavy bursts of rain from time to time, locally heavy downpours, and the chance of thunderstorms. As a result, with some areas across interior New York and New England having saturated ground from earlier rainfall, flooding is possible, especially along small streams and creeks, but also in urban poor drainage areas throughout the day today and into the night tonight. The rain will continue off and on, heavy at times into the evening hours as that trough lifts on by. Temperatures will be relatively steady and mainly in the middle and upper 70s for afternoon highs, with high levels of humidity making it feel quite tropical outside throughout the day and into the night tonight as the trough passes by. With rain falling, temperatures will drop back into the upper 60s. As we get into the day tomorrow, we'll be on the backside of the trough, still some showers left over in the morning, but the trend will be for drier weather throughout the day. And with increasing sunshine, temperatures will manage to bounce back into the lower and middle 80s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a new developing trough of low pressure as it pivots down from central and eastern Canada through the Great Lakes for the day on Friday. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and it will remain humid, and as that trough and front approach, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible Friday afternoon, with highs back into the mid-80s. As the front passes by on Saturday, we'll have much lower humidity. A bit of unstable air may run the risk of a shower or thunderstorm in our area, but we should get away with a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday afternoon, with highs in the lower 80s. Finally, we'll dry things out behind this trough in front on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s for highs. It'll stay dry in the lower 80s on Monday before the next front shows up with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, moist southerly winds ahead of a broad area of low pressure in the southeast will continue to support periods of showers and thunderstorms across portions of the mid-Atlantic and northeast into today. These storms will have the potential to produce additional heavy accumulations, raising further flooding concerns. Given the recent heavy rains and saturated soil, flash flooding remains a concern, with excessive rainfall possible from eastern North Carolina northward into central Pennsylvania and southern New York. And while temperatures in portions of the central United States moderate, dangerous heat will remain an issue across parts of the West, with readings expected to remain well above seasonal averages. Excessive heat warnings remain in effect through Thursday from southern Arizona westward to southern Nevada and southern California. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 54 degrees with a south wind at 41, gusting to 49 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 76 degrees, the dew point 67, 74% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.02 inches and falling. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy, showers and thunderstorms near 80, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered showers and storms, lower 80s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with showers and highs around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 89 degrees, the low 75, the average temperature 82, that's 10 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.34 inches for the month, which is 85 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 19.68 inches for the year, which is still 2.08 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 97, set in 1963 and in 1939, and the record low, 46, in 1953. Sunrise this morning was at 5:40 a.m., sunset this evening 8:23 p.m., 14 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and humid today with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. Muggy with showers and storms tonight, lows in the upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, breezy, and very humid today with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. Muggy with showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy, and very humid today with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. Muggy with scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, breezy, and very humid today with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. Muggy with showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, very humid today, breezy with showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 70s. Muggy with scattered showers and storms tonight in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some showers in the morning, then increasing sunshine, still humid, mid-80s. A scattered shower or thunderstorm Friday, otherwise partly sunny, mid-80s. Still the risk of a shower or storm Saturday, but mostly dry and partly sunny, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday and Monday, lower 80s. And a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.